This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Sarah Meany, board member with the Arizona Women's Climbing Coalition. Sarah, thanks for joining me today. Can you tell me what your organization's vision is?
The Arizona Women's Climbing Coalition seeks to develop and inspire women leaders in our rock climbing community. We want women to achieve their rock climbing goals through community, education, outdoor recreation, and fitness, with an emphasis on protecting and caring for our public lands and climbing areas.
And so what's the organization's mission?
To connect and empower women through rock climbing and to develop an inclusive community and foster environmental stewardship.
So how does your mission help achieve your vision?
Through community events, skill workshops, and meetups. Our largest community event of the year is the No Man's Land Film Festival. This year, we had two screenings, one in Tucson. The second is hosted by AZWCC Phoenix and will be a virtual screening on Friday, November 6th. The No Man's Land Film Festival is an opportunity for our community to come together in support of equal gender representation in sport. Our workshops, which have been moved online because of COVID, cover everything from nutrition to workout recovery. And lastly, our chapters are women's climbing groups that meet monthly in local gyms in the Phoenix and Tucson area. And these meetups have been put on hold for 2020, but they will resume in 2021.
Can you talk about one of your programs that you'd like to highlight today?
One program that I am very excited about is a scholarship program for women who seek to work, volunteer, or mentor in the climbing community. And by doing this, we hope to see more women represented professionally in rock climbing. We also have scheduled Ally Night interviews. So we decided to use those nights to highlight the stories of individuals whose experience may be misunderstood or underrepresented in the climbing community. One interview featured a local climber who is in transition. She really helped to humanize the transgender experience and gave suggestions to climbers on ways to help lessen the stigma surrounding those community members who don't adhere to the standard definitions of masculinity or femininity.
So Sarah, I hear you talking about gender equality. What has your organization been doing in regards to racial equality and racial justice?
One of the biggest achievements for the Arizona Women's Climbing Coalition this year was a virtual town hall that we hosted to help address the issue of problematic route names. And it included a panel of developers. Developers are individuals who have created climbing routes on rock walls. And they also contribute to the naming of those climbing routes. So community members could log in, watch the town hall, and chat during the discussion. The purpose was to create an open dialogue about how to address the issue of route names that are offensive to particular groups of people. For example, women, indigenous communities, and people of color. And by addressing these difficult issues, we can create a more inclusive community that respects all of its members. Maybe to the greater population, the problem of route names doesn't seem like an issue, but our organization serves a niche community. So if we address how racial injustice and sexism affect the members of our small community, we believe that that can affect change in the rest of the communities that those climbers interact with in their lives outside of climbing.
Well, that sounds excellent. It sounds like you're engaging in some important and timely work. If folks want to find out more about the Arizona Women's Climbing Coalition, how can they do that?
You can find us at azwcc.org, on Facebook and IG at AZWCC and AZWCC Tucson. And if you want to reach out to us directly, you can send an email to info@azwcc.org.
My name is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today was Sarah Meany, board member with the Arizona Women's Climbing Coalition. Sarah, thanks for joining me today on KXCI.
Thank you so much, Elva.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.